prnoticias.com Podcast Onda Mujer. Play.
¿Tienes que preparar una entrevista en inglés? ¿Te vas de vacaciones al extranjero o simplemente necesitas mejorar tu speaking? Lo que necesitas es Milingual.com, una forma diferente de mejorar el inglés. Milingual organiza grupos de conversación reducidos por niveles y en locales de moda de Madrid. Y lo mejor, siempre guiados y corregidos por profesores nativos. Además, incluye una bebida y muchos descuentos especiales. Es muy flexible, por 10 euros, apúntate cuando tú quieras en nuestra plataforma Milingual.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Women's Radio, a time when we get together to talk about issues that interest women, share experiences, and of course, learn English while we do it. Today, here at Onda Mujer Radio, we have Paula Gomez, who works in the communications department at Food and Drinks, and she also helps to run the franchises of La Tona. La Tona is a new type of cafeteria and restaurant that are opening various locations. There are already a few around Madrid. We are also pleased to announce that we have another visitor here too. Her name is Noemi. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Onda Mujer and Milingual Spain. You can also follow Paula at Paula_Gomez and La Tona Bar. So, let's get started.
Feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on.
Yum, yum. I've looked at the website and seen the menu, and I'm quite hungry. Can we have the food delivered? Okay, back on topic. La Tona is a franchised restaurant with a unique new marketing campaign. The new catchphrase of these days, which also seems to be a thing of the past now, is low cost, directly from the English compound word. This term refers to inexpensive places to eat or make purchases. But how does this catchphrase or trending topic affect the publicity of the business? Is this term well accepted across different stratas? What does low cost mean in terms of quality? We've all heard lo barato sale caro, but what about for food? Is frozen processed food worthwhile to eat now? How will it affect our health later in life? Then, there's La Tona, a new type of restaurant that has come up with a great solution for the budget yet conscious eaters, fair cost. This term implies a reasonable price for a better quality product. This isn't El Mercado Provençal, nor is it a three-star Michelin restaurant. We are looking at something in between, where quality and quantity and service meet at a happy medium. I'm excited to hear about how La Tona embodies this term. Let's hear direct from the source, from Paula. So, Paula, can you tell us a little bit about La Tona's interpretation and definition of fair cost?
Okay, hello everyone. Fair cost is an expression that we have created to refer that we have good products and good service for right price. That the fair cost is a philosophy that refers to all part of business, so also refers to workers, of course. All our employments now have a permanent contracts. Also, we have a development in this model, an incentive system for staff, because we believe that the customers value enormously the treatment of staff when you are in a restaurant. It's very important.
So, how is this changing from your current restaurant style? Can you explain a little bit about what you're doing to improve the service and quality of your restaurants?
Yes, we leave the similar quality, mm-hmm. but we think that it's important that you have a good, for example, envoltory, I say, for the people perceive the quality, the high quality. So we have studied this approach during all 2014. So we stopped to open more cervecerias La Dona for to study about this. So we need to have a clear idea and frame a study that it will justify to the change of concept of hostelry. So it's very important to stop and think about it.
Mm-hmm. And with this new concept, do you expect more people than before in your bars and restaurants? Or, I mean, the difference is significant, or...?
It's not the reason for the change. It's, we don't know if expect more people or not, but we expect the people who are in the place in Old Cervecería La Dona feels very good and feels better than before.
Okay, so you make it because you want people to feel more comfortable, not because you want to get more people in the
Yes, so we think that it's we are to have more people. If the people love the place who we are, so we think it's important to improve the quality of service and the corporate image in. Mm-hmm. in old restaurants.
And can you tell us a little bit about what kind of restaurant La Tona is? Where did it start? Where are they in Spain and in Madrid?
La Tona, it's an Andalusian cuisine. So mm-hmm. It's a cervecería andaluza.
Sure.
So we are in Madrid because we think that it's very attractive for people, the Andalusian cuisine, and it's typical Spanish and typical from Andalusian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good place for feel good and have a good time in all days.
And how many restaurants are there in Madrid?
Now we have 7 open restaurants, and in December we are going to open 4 more.
Wow.
Yes.
And are there La Tona restaurants all around Spain, or just in Andalusia and Madrid?
No, in Andalusia we don't have restaurants now. Yes, but we have the idea that in 2016 we are going to
open
in all parts of Spain. Mm-hmm.
So as of now, there's only a few restaurants in Madrid.
Yes, but it's for the reason that I commented before, because we want to change the concept, and we are going to change the concept in the next 4 open restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
This change, you can see this change in the new restaurants.
This sounds interesting. And how did you come up with the idea of fair cost? I like this term. It's a little different than low cost, but how did you come up with the idea?
This idea improved the idea low cost and disassociates. I don't know. Say disassociate.
Disconnect
with idea low cost, but it's the price that the people wants to pay. It's mm-hmm. not the price. It's not the bad price. You know, it's a good price and right price and with a good place where it's according to.
Hmm. And so it sounds like you've just come up with this idea of fair cost, and now you're applying it to your restaurants. How are the restaurants that are already open going to adapt?
Can you repeat, please?
So you're opening 4 restaurants
mm-hmm.
in Madrid very soon, and they will be using this new term or
concept.
Concept. What about the other restaurants?
The other restaurants, we are going to work in them for the next year.
Okay.
So we are going to do chains, but it's not the chains that for the new restaurants.
Sure.
It's not the same, but we are going to work in them, of course.
Mm-hmm. And I read that as part of your definition or description of fair cost, you focus on where your products come from. Where do you get your food and meat and vegetables in the restaurants that you already have?
Yes, for all the quality is very important. So we have a central kitchen for to do all products, and all the majority mm-hmm. of procedents, the product is made in Spain, and also port.
They're packaged or prepared?
Yes, it's in central kitchen, but in the cook, it's in the kitchen. It's very important that in the cook of restaurants, it's very important that the cook cooking very good these products.
Mm-hmm.
So for the central kitchen, controller or this process.
Okay. So there's one central kitchen,
mm-hmm.
and everything is cooked there, and then the food is sent to the restaurants, no?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. And do you mention the origin? Do you talk about where the products come from? I know recently I've seen in many restaurants that it's important that a lot of people value knowing that the meat is from León and the milk is from Asturias and the cheese is from Murcia and the vegetables are from Almería. Is this also something that you're following in La Tona in part of fair cost?
Yes, we think that we need to improve the work in Spain, and we have in Spain here a lot of good products, and in Andalusia it's very, very good products. So we have a Andalusian cuisine for it's very important to we have products, Andalusian products.
Perfect. So most of your products come from Andalusia?
Yes. A lot of them, but not all, but a lot of them.
Sure. I'm getting hungry. And are there other businesses, Spanish businesses or restaurants, that are also fair cost?
Many other businesses implementing this style, but I don't know. I don't know well because it's a new concept that we have created. But if I need to mention some restaurants. Bibs, for example.
Sure.
It's a good place. But it's not the same that La Tona. It's similar.
Uh-huh.
Similar the strategy.
And do you find that in your restaurants there are a lot of tourists or people that go there to discover like a piece of Andalusia in Madrid or...
It's possible, but it's not the idea. But we can be attractive for tourists, of course, because it's very Andalusian. But it's not the idea. It's not the public, the habitual public. It's no.
Mm-hmm. So most of your clients are Spanish or people who live in Madrid.
Sí.
Huh.
Yes.
And have you presented the term fair cost to the public? Have you made this, is this a public news yet, or is it still about to be released?
It will be visible, as we discussed earlier, in the design, incorporating mains and in service in the new restaurants,
uh-huh.
in the next new restaurant. This is a first impression in place that don't look like a franchise.
It's, sure.
For disconnect like a franchise. They will be burgers where you can enjoy Andalusian cuisine and have a good time. So it's fair cost is the philosophy and marketing strategy
mm-hmm.
for attract people and cap your attention.
Sure, to get your attention.
Your attention.
Huh. And a bit about your experience. I also see, so how, what is your role in Latona? What do you do?
I'm working in online communication and all marketing strategies. Mm-hmm. I work in all parts of this business. So I love so much because it's in very increase.
Uh-huh. It improves.
It improves, and it's very a big opportunity for me for improve my
experience.
Yes, it's a good opportunity because I'm young, so I'm so happy and motivated with the project.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been working with Latona?
6 months. 6 months ago.
For 6 months. Wow. Yeah. And when? How long has Latona restaurants existed? Do you know?
Yes, of course. Three years ago only.
Okay, so they're new.
Yes.
Huh.
And now in 3 years we have now 80 products for people who work now.
Uh-huh.
It's 18.
Sure. Around 80 people.
Yes.
Wow. And you said there's 5 restaurants that are open now? There's 7 restaurants.
Seven.
And soon you're opening 2, no?
And the next year we are opening 27 more.
27? Yes. Where?
Just because we established this strategy, this concept, and we like to open and we have in the plan for expansion plan.
Sure.
For open 27 more. Yes, for we are going to need a lot of workers.
Sure.
Like waiters and cooks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And where are those 27 restaurants going to be? Do you know?
In Spain, alone in Spain.
Around Spain?
Around Spain, yes.
Do you think you'll open restaurants in Andalusia or
yes,
no?
Yes, it's possible, maybe.
It's possible.
Maybe.
And have you been to Latona? Have you heard about this?
I think when I was looking for the webpage, I saw some pictures, and I think I have seen sometimes, but I didn't realize that it was a Andalusian bar. Or, uh-huh. I mean, it sounds familiar for me, but...
You don't remember it.
No.
And... out of curiosity, I was reading about fair cost when I heard about Latona. Did you know what fair cost... How do you understand fair cost?
As a fair way of paying what you deserve to pay, because in many places, or you pay too much and the quality is not so good, or you pay... do pay a little bit more cheaper,
uh-huh.
And the quality is also bad. So I think it's in the middle, and many people now in Spain want something like that because of the crisis, and for young people too. I think it's important to have a place which it's not too expensive, but not it's fair and normal.
And when you think, for example, when you think about going out with your friends for dinner or just to have some tapas and drinks, what's important when you choose a place to go?
That it's the attention, mm-hmm. That is good. Also that the place is clean, because many places in the center of Madrid are like very... The tables are like always dirty, and it's
very
not
important.
Yeah,
it's very important.
And also that the food and the drinks are good, because if you want to drink beer and the beer is like disgusting, you don't want to come again, or the food. So I think for me those things are important.
Mm-hmm. And are you changing the menu, or you're changing the style and the setting and the service of the restaurant for fair cost?
The second one is changes the place, uh-huh. the design, and the corporate image. All it's new, and also the menu, it's going to change a lot. But the price of food, it's not going to change.
Sounds good. So it's going to improve.
Yes, it's going to improve the service and the design of the restaurants.
And
for the menu, would you have like, if someone wants to go to have lunch, for example, you have a menu only for lunch, and also would you have a part in which, for example, I'm with my friends and I want to eat something quickly, and then I go. So you have like a menu for a lunch and then for something quick?
A prefix menu, like the standard Spanish first plate, second plate, maybe dessert, or is it only tapas and different
or
foods for sharing?
Or you can have both.
You can both, because both. We have who does it, terraza.
Outside, a terrace.
Outside, a terrace, and you can take something fast if you want near to table. It's no problem for this. Mm-hmm.
So you mainly have tapas and dishes for sharing, or do you also have the standard Spanish menu with a first plate and a second plate?
No, it's tapas, like plato hondo, it's very cartuchazo, it's like Andalusian cuisine, cazuelitas.
little dishes.
Yes, little, but the philosophy is a place for to share with people. It's no food for one only person. It's for to share.
Sure.
But you can take something if you are alone. It's no problem because we have montaditos. We have small
sandwiches.
Yes. Huh. No problem.
And are you working with other restaurants or with other companies also?
Before I was working as a freelance, helping a lot of independent brands to grow in the market. But only in the communication, online communication and marketing strategy. But now I'm working only for food and drinks. That's the group, the name of group which belongs to Cervecería Latona.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am playing all my time here. Cervecería Latona, and I love my work because we are building this new model, and it's a very big professional challenge for me. I know that I can grow a lot of in this company because we have a very big expansion plan.
Sure. And what has been difficult? What has been very difficult for you in building this new project and plan?
That I don't know reference.
Sure.
So I need to create and invent it all. It's a challenge.
Uh-huh. And so what have you been using as motivation or inspiration to build this plan? I understand that Latona came up with fair cost, which for me is such an interesting term. But where did you hear about it before, or how did you know about it, or you invented it and the first ones to use it?
Who invented it?
Uh-huh.
It's only a philosophy, a marketing philosophy, and it's a way, it's a name for a way of business way, model business.
And you mentioned that you've done studies about people's satisfaction in restaurants, how happy people are when they go to certain restaurants. What kind of questions or information did you look for? What did you base your survey on? I heard that before you and your coworkers created this idea of fair cost, you studied other restaurants and other marketing approaches and business styles to try to come up with the best design. What factors or characteristics or qualities did you look for?
We detected a change in the consumer trends. We detected that the people now reflect the low-cost concepts, and the people need another things that in the crisis time, because low-cost, it sounds like a crisis time.
Sure.
So the people, it's very reflect this concept.
Sure.
And we need to do a very big change for no connection with this concept.
Sure. So the whole thing is about disconnecting yourself from low cost.
Yes, and crisis time, cheap price, and very cheap price. It's no logical, because when you pay less, you think that, for example, the workers are in bad conditions, and here we have a good, very good condition for our workers.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. And when and where are the new restaurants opening?
The most of them in Madrid, but around Spain. Around Spain.
And you said this month there's two restaurants that are opening?
Yes, one in Madrid, in Avenida Felipe II, in front of El Palacio de los Deportes.
Ah, perfect.
And another in Calle Toledo, in front of Plaza Mayor. So, very good places, yes.
Very central locations. So if you're looking for a good place to eat, within the next few weeks, there'll be two La Tonas opening, one in front of the Palacio de Deportes around Goya, and the other one on Calle Toledo, right behind Plaza Mayor. So definitely check out the new fair cost restaurants with delicious Art Andalusian food, La Tona. And we're finishing up right now, but thank you very much, Paula and Noemi, for coming and visiting us today. And we're always looking for more guests. If you'd like to be with us here in the studio, please sign up for a session at www.milingual.com. And you can definitely follow us on Onda Mujer and Milingual on Twitter and Facebook. And you can follow Paula and the new Latonas with the Twitter name Paula_Comes. And that's all for today. Thank you.
And moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars, and peace will guide the planets, and love will steer the stars. Is still dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius.